Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you are having an amazing day today. I know I am. This warmer weather, it is absolutely everything. I am not mad about it. I hope you live somewhere where you are enjoying that shift as well. Before we get into today's episode, wanted to remind you about our free live training series. At least once a month, I am going live via Zoom to do a totally free training with you on topics you have asked for. Our April training is just a few days away. It's the 26th of April at 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you want the information so you can join me, you just need to drop in your name and email address if you haven't already at primalpotential.com/free-trainings, plural. I will link that up, primalpotential.com/free-trainings. If you can't join me live, no big deal. If you are registered, you will get the replay. So that is coming up. Oh, I should tell you what our April training is all about. All about carbs and fat loss. There are so many questions about this and so much misinformation that is holding people back around carbohydrates and fat loss. So we are just going to hit it all. And then we've got another training in May and June and July. So I hope that you will register for that free series. And I hope too that you're listening to our Consistency 365 series on this podcast. If you haven't started that already, check it out. Let me know what you think. Today, I'm going to give away Relief Plus. I think it was last week that somebody asked me about a supplement I couldn't live without. And I started with my favorite one, which is Relief Plus. I get questions about it constantly because I rave about it so often. It is an all-natural anti-inflammatory. And I don't use it the way you might use Aleve or Advil. I take it every day because inflammation happens throughout our bodies. And more often than not, we don't feel it, but inflammation is the starting point for disease. So I really like knowing that I'm supporting my body's ability to manage that natural inflammatory process. It's super important to me. I don't miss it. And I'm going to give it away today. I'll also link it in the show description along with a coupon code. And I'll announce the winner at the end of the episode. If you leave a review of this podcast on whatever platform you listen, you are eligible to win. I want to talk about fat loss today. Specifically, I've gotten a lot of questions about my fat loss journey postpartum, how that's going. So I want to tell you what that looks like right now and what has changed since the last time we talked about it. Before we get to that, somebody asked a question specifically about losing weight postpartum, and I want to touch on that. It says, I'm about 70 pounds heavier post-pregnancy. I had twin boys. This is not my comment. I had twin girls. And now, like you, I'm on the journey to lose baby weight. I've noticed weight loss isn't happening as fast as it was before being pregnant. Why is this? I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons. An undeniable one, obviously your hormones are in a different place. Pregnancy, breastfeeding, postpartum, lots of hormonal fluctuations. But then there's also the stress and sleep components that we can't deny. I mean, not only do stress and sleep impact our hormones and factor into that hormonal shift that also occurs regardless of stress and sleep with postpartum, we pile on the hormonal shifts when we are a little more stressed, when we are not sleeping as much, and certainly with twins, that's even more so. Plus, you're older than you were last time. That is a factor too. And your schedule is different. So everything about you has changed. So of course, weight loss changed too. Everything changed. Your routines changed. Your patterns changed. Your time management changed. Your sleep changed. Your stress changed. Your body changed. Yeah, weight loss changes too. That's okay. That's okay. If I had a magic wand, I would wave it so that you don't have this urgency around weight loss. Don't get me wrong. I want you to be healthy. I want me to be healthy. I want you to lose that baby weight. I want to lose the weight that I gained in my pregnancies as well. But this wanting it to be fast thing usually backfires. it usually backfires. I want you to just want to be healthy. And I want you to put in the work to be healthy. And I want you to put in the work to get consistent. And if you focus on being consistent with the behaviors of a healthy human, you're going to lose the weight. And it might take twice as long as you want it to, but it's still worth it. It's still worth it. So as for why it's slower, because everything is different. I know for me, I started my postpartum weight loss journey after the twins while I was still pumping and nursing, and every human is different. I personally have a very difficult time losing weight when I'm pumping and breastfeeding, and that's a big part of the reason. I mean, obviously, my situation with Dagny was a little bit different. I got pregnant with Roman 6 months from the day Dagny was born. That's when I found out I was pregnant, so I'd been pregnant for a few weeks at that point. But then with Roman, I was still breastfeeding right around the time I got pregnant with the twins. So I really hadn't lost the weight from Dagny when I got pregnant with Ro. I hadn't lost the weight from Ro and Dagny when I got pregnant with the twins. And then I was really ready to lose that weight because it just didn't feel as good in my body. But I didn't have a whole lot of success aside from like 10 pounds that really didn't make a difference one way or another in how I felt or how I looked or how my clothes fit or anything like that while I was pumping and breastfeeding. So now, for better or for worse, and it's a little bit of both, I am done pumping and breastfeeding the twins. As of when this airs, they'll be 9 months in a couple weeks. So they're, we'll call them 8 months for now. And I'm bummed to be done breastfeeding, but at the same time, I'm relieved. And I would have loved to have gone for longer. I went for longer with Roman. Piper never really latched well, so Piper was always getting pumped milk. Plus, they had consistency issues, so breast milk, you know, was a little bit more of a struggle for the twins. For those of you that don't know, they were born at just 27 weeks and spent 93 days in the NICU, so that journey was challenging. And then fitting in pumping 6 times a day with feeding 2 high-risk babies 10 times a day each and taking care of Roman, who's 1, and pumping in between and washing bottles and preparing meals and trying to work, the stress of trying to fit in pumping was really just taking a toll on me. And I'm proud of how long I did it for. I'm proud that I did it for 8 months. But that journey has come to an end. And I know that that kind of conversation is often met with a lot of opinions. And I will just say this in summary. I have accepted my decision and it was what was best for my whole family. I do have 2 freezers full of breast milk that I had saved. So the girls are still getting breast milk, even though I'm not pumping anymore. So that makes me enter a different phase of fat loss, meaning a phase where I can expect to see fat loss when I'm trying for fat loss. And honestly, in all fairness, I don't think that fat loss is the priority when pumping and breastfeeding. Pumping and breastfeeding are the priority. So now that that is done, I am very excited to move into a more effective phase for my own health. And I am in no rush. You know, I talked about this recently on the Consistency 365 series, or maybe it's tomorrow. I don't know. Sometime around now, about how I think that the desire for like things to happen fast often comes at the expense of sustainability. And while it's normal and natural, like, of course, if I was given a choice of it can happen faster, it can happen slow, I would prefer the results faster. But it's that process being slow that is a lot more sustainable. And so my mindset is really working on I will be a person who lives this way. And in living this way consistently, the way it's going to take care of itself, right? And I am older than I was when I lost over 130 pounds. I do get far less sleep. I do have far more stress and far more responsibilities. And my body has been through a lot since then. So it will be different. I know full well it will not be as fast. It will not be as straightforward. And that's fine. I don't have to let my past experience poison my present experience. I think there's a lot of us that maybe fall into that unknowingly, that we're letting our expectations formed by something that was in a different time poison our effort, our experience, our outlook, our perspective now. So I am very conscious of not doing that. This is a different journey. My body is different. My life is different. My goals are different. So the focus is, I am a person who behaves this way, and whether it takes me a year or it takes me 2 years, hell, if it took me 10 years, I'm still committed to being healthy in this way. And realistically, I know it probably won't take 2 years or 10 years, but it also will not go as fast as I want. So let me tell you kind of what it looks like for me right now. A couple of priorities, the biggest of which is nutrition. Nutrition and sleep, I would say, are the top two, and then sort of equal are movement, which includes walking and strength training, and hydration and stress management and supplementation. Okay, so the top two, sleep, which is tricky when you have 3 kids under 2, and nutrition, and then equal on the next level, movement, which is walking and weight training, hydration, stress management, and supplementation. Those are equally weighted. Let's just work through those sleep-wise. My goal is to wake up before the kids wake up. Sometimes I do not do that depending on who was up in the night, what time I went to bed, because there are times when me getting an extra hour of sleep is more valuable than me being up for an hour before the kids. And that, again, is a function of if one of the kids had me up in the night or kept me up later than normal. But an ideal day, which probably happens half the time, is I'm asleep between 10:30 and 11, and I'm up at 5:30. If it doesn't go that way, I might sleep until 6:30, and that is perfectly okay. I might be getting more sleep than you, less sleep than you. The goal in this is not to compare. I'm just sharing what works for me in this season of life. Your season of life and your circumstances and your home situation will make yours look different. But that's what sleep looks like to me. Understanding that some nights I'm up way later or one of the babies is up for hours and hours. And then there are some days where like I go to bed at 9 o'clock and I get up at 6 o'clock. You know, that's more the exception, but we'll get there. We'll get there. So prioritizing that sleep is huge. I don't nap. I've never been a napper. I don't think there's anything wrong with napping. It just doesn't work for me in this phase of my life. Nutrition-wise, I'll tell you what it looks like for me with this caveat. Doesn't mean it's what it should look like for you. All right? Nutrition, in large part, has to do with your baseline. So if you're eating more like how I was eating when I was 350 plus pounds, then what I eat like now might seem like too big of a stretch for you. Don't assume that what I'm sharing is what you should be doing. I just want to be really transparent about what my journey looks like for me. I'm not eating to lose 3 pounds a week. My weight loss will be slower than that, and I'm fine with it because I want it to be sustainable. Here's how I think about food for my fat loss journey. I want to eat in the way that I want to eat for the rest of my life. I don't want to eat in a certain way that I only want to maintain until I lose the weight, and then I eat a different way. Because if the strategy is short term, then the results will be short term. So I'm eating in a way that reflects the way that I want to eat for the rest of my life, which also probably means, in my case, also certainly means losing weight a little slower. I could tighten it up and lose weight faster, but I don't want to do that because I want to be practicing the forever strategy, not the for now strategy. Okay? I follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss. I talk about that a lot on the podcast. I'm always shocked at how many people work with me, like in the consistency course, and they've never heard of that before. Go listen to episode 195. That's just a good primer to have. So I'm not going to go into that here because you can listen to episode 195. A typical breakfast for me, coffee, bacon and eggs. If I don't have bacon and eggs, I might do a cabbage salad. For me, that looks like shredded cabbage with a couple of eggs, a slice or two of bacon, and a half an avocado all mixed together with my OXO salad chopper. And if it's not either one of those things, then I might do a protein smoothie. Lunch is usually what I didn't have for breakfast. So if I didn't have a protein smoothie for breakfast, it might be lunch. If I didn't have a cabbage salad for breakfast, it might be lunch. Or the other option for lunch for me is a salad with whatever the previous night's leftover protein is. So if we had steaks the night before, then maybe I'll do a salad with the leftover steak. So you can see I'm not doing starch, sugar, carbs at breakfast or lunch. That includes fruit. I don't do that breakfast or lunch in a fat loss phase. So lunch would be maybe a cabbage salad. If I didn't have that for breakfast, I wouldn't have one for breakfast and one for lunch. I don't like to repeat that, and I would be way too full because the cabbage salad is super full and filling. Or it could be a salad with whatever proteins left over from the night before, or a protein smoothie if I didn't have a protein smoothie for breakfast, but I wouldn't do a protein smoothie for breakfast and for lunch. Dinner. I have a few things that we rotate to, and they shift based on the weather. So now it's warmer. So the things that we were doing in the winter weather where it's colder aren't the same things. I like lighter foods in the summertime at dinner. So I've been doing a lot of hearts of palm pasta. It's not really pasta. It's hearts of palm with a meat sauce. Chris and Roman will often do actual pasta. I'll do the hearts of palm. We do a lot of bowls with like fish in the summertime. And what I mean by bowls is instead of rice, I'll do cauliflower rice. I'll do some avocado. Maybe I'll do some strawberries and then maybe salmon or whitefish. Roman will usually have half cauliflower, half rice. Sometimes Chris will do cauliflower rice. Sometimes he wants regular rice. Doesn't matter to me one way or another. We eat a lot of lobster at this time of year. My husband has lobster traps that he pulls with one of his buddies. So lobster is always plentiful in our home. And we'll just boil the lobsters and we'll do a salad and some fruit salad. Or we'll grill burgers or steaks and we'll have it with a side of broccoli or Brussels sprouts. Those are two vegetables that we really love and Roman eats as well. So dinner is one of those things. And I always try to make enough to have leftovers because that makes lunches easier the next day for me and for Roman and for Chris. From a hydration standpoint, plain water is fine, but I find that I do better when there are some electrolytes in the water. So sometimes for me, I will put Edge in my water. Sometimes I'll put Element Tea or Element, however you say it. Personally, I usually say Element Tea in the water just to get sodium and other beneficial ingredients while I'm hydrating and not just diluting myself with plain water. Other supplements that are important to me, I mentioned Relief Plus at the top of the show. That's huge. Inflammation can really slow fat loss, and especially postpartum, there's a lot of inflammation in your body. So I take that every single day. GBX Fit, which is a quad biotic, prebiotic, postbiotic, probiotic, and phytobiotic with strains specific to fat loss. I take that every single day. And there are some other supplements I take daily, but like those are the ones that are kind of geared toward fat loss. I take an adaptogen supplement for stress management. And I know that when we're not managing our stress well, that can slow fat loss. So that's what supplementation looks like. Movement wise, 10,000 steps a day. It's easy when you're chasing kids and you're spending a lot of time outside. But I also, if I am checking email or I'm watching a show in the evening, which is rare, I do it while I'm on my treadmill out in my office. If I'm listening to a podcast or reading a book, I do it while I'm walking on the treadmill in my office. So that makes the 10,000 steps pretty easy. And then three or four times a week, I'm doing weight training. Do it at home. I don't go to a gym. I would love to get back to a gym, but it just doesn't work with our family dynamics right now with all the kids. So that is what it looks like for me. Stress management is really about perspective. Today I noticed there's three big mud spots on the carpet from our dog. Well, I imagine from our dog. I'm blaming it on our dog. And I was like, are you serious? And then I remind myself, and my husband reminded me, who cares? It's not worth getting upset about. Same thing when Roman pulls 25 things out of a drawer. Like, is it worth the stress and the stress response in my body to get worked up about this? Does it need to happen and also I react to it? Can't it just happen and not garner a reaction from me? So a lot of stress management is my perspective work that I'm always doing. Prayer comes in massively for this, massively. I cannot tell you how many times in a day when I start to feel that stress response, I just turn it to God. And that helps me immeasurably. Stress management is huge. I also try to meditate for a few minutes every day. And there's a time where I did 20 minutes twice a day, but that was a time before kids. So now if I do a 3 to 5 minute meditation, boom, I'm winning. It's critical for my ability to respond well to stress. That and supplementation helps a whole lot because it really takes the edge off and makes a big difference. So that's what fat loss looks for me. I don't really check my weight very often. I feel like I have a pretty good gauge on it based on how my body feels, how my lower belly feels, what my face looks like. That's where I kind of can gauge, am I doing the right things? Am I not doing the right things? So that's how I personally gauge it. I've thought about checking my weight once or twice a week, but it's kind of a crapshoot because you could step on the scale on that day where you're holding on to a little bit of extra water, or where you've released a little extra water. So I'm not doing that regularly yet. I might, but we'll see. Not right now. I'm patient. Yeah, there's that very human part of me that wishes I could fit into the clothes I could fit in before pregnancy, but I'll get there. And I want to be happy and balanced and really mature in the way that I approach it. So I don't get caught up in the drama of, oh my goodness, I'm so far from where I was, or like, those aren't valuable thoughts. It's not a valuable use of energy, and it shows no appreciation for all that my body has done for me up until this point. So that's what it looks like for me. I'm going to link those supplements up in the show description for those of you who are curious. If you have questions, if there's something I didn't talk about that you want to know about, let me know because we can do a follow-up episode. I'm more than happy to do that. I want to be as transparent as possible about this journey. I want to know what you want to know, and I will talk about it. I will talk about it. So let me know what you want to hear. I need to announce the winner of the Relief Plus. Mama K Less. Mama K Less. You are the winner of Relief Plus. Email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Let me know that you are the winner of 1082. Include your mailing address and make sure you email me within 60 days of the day this episode aired, and I will get it out to you. I'll also put the link in the show description. Let me know, guys, what else you are curious about in this journey, and I will open it up to talk about whatever supports you on your journey. Just keep in mind that what it looks like for me might not be what it should look like for you. So keep that in mind as you're on your own journey. Talk to you soon, guys. Have a great day.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.